Winnie the Pooh said it best. It is more fun to talk with someone who doesn't use long, difficult words, but rather short, easy words like, "What about lunch?" Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose and today I just have a quick podcast as we are busy with the final stages of our virtual bootcamp event preparation, which starts on Saturday. So if you hear this before 8 a.m, Saturday the 18th of September, New Zealand time, you can still get tickets at our website for a couple of days of urgent care relevant virtual medical education. Now, while Winnie the Pooh was thinking with his tummy, the message he gives is very relevant to medicine in respect to how we communicate with our patients. Long and complicated words may make a doctor seem intelligent, but it is more important to actually make our patient understand what we are saying to them. This can involve simplifying the language, or describing a condition using analogies, or demonstrating with pictures or diagrams. But sometimes the connection could be achieved by using someone's own language. New Zealand has three official languages: Te Reo Māori, New Zealand Sign Language, and English. This week is Māori Language Week, and next week is New Zealand Sign Language Week. So this is a good time for those of us who do not possess a huge vocabulary in either Māori or New Zealand Sign Language to consider how we might look to address this deficit, and how, in doing this, we might better connect with our patients. I have linked to the official websites of both the Māori Language Week and the New Zealand Sign Language Week, and there are many links from there to educational opportunities that are worth looking at. Now, next year, we will be rolling out our new recertification programme, which has been guided by the new requirements laid down by the Medical Council of New Zealand. Cultural safety and health equity is to be embedded in all CPD activities. So in future, we will be able to acquire CPD points by doing educational activities that lead to more culturally safe and equitable practice. And learning words and hand gestures that better enable us to communicate with our patients is a great place to start. Now, we'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then. But for now, thanks for listening.